On the back, back porch.
Okay, then if you had one on the front of the house, you know, you see them in the south with that have the big columns on the front, and they have a, it's kind of like a porch, only it has big columns going up the front. Would you know anything you would call that?
We know what we call what we had, banister.
Okay, have you ever heard of the gallery?
Yeah.
Okay, now what's that?
Like we just talking about a porch that some people would call them galleries.
Okay, so a porch and a gallery are the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you have a porch on an upper floor? If you have a two-story house, can there be a porch?
I guess it could.
Okay, it, would it have a special name or anything?
I don't know that it would.
If the door is open and you don't want it open, you might say to Mrs. Go do what to the door? Go
close it.
Okay. Or you might, if you wanted to be rude about it, you'd say go
shut it.
Okay. It or your mouth or something. All right, now you said that there were weatherboards on the inside of your house, or the house. And when you say weatherboards, let me make sure I understand what we're talking about. Do weatherboards, are they laid like this, or do they overlap?
No, my dad had taken up some timber to the sawmill and got him to saw him some weatherboard, and they saw it six inches wide and about a half an inch thick. And then they'd have this, and then it nailed inside, right between that, kind of between them two logs, so that it would completely close up all of the crack.
I see. So it didn't exactly touch on the inside. The two pieces didn't exactly touch.
No, it just is
they
a solid.
They covered up
the cracks. It's a solid piece, and that just.
No, but on the inside you had a solid wall. There weren't spaces between the weatherboards?
The main house had where they had them split poplar logs, you see. When you split them and then notched them down and set them down there with the split side all the same way.
Oh, I see. I follow you.
There's a smooth wall. Board on your piece on there, why it'd be almost perfectly smooth.
Oh, yeah. Now, did he put the boards up this way or did he put them across?
Across.
Okay. Make sure I understand that. Do you ever put weatherboards on the outside of a house?
Well, I have saw some of the weatherboard on the outside.
Okay, now is that, when it's on the outside, do they sometimes let them overlap like this, you know?
Well, it would depend. If you had a real wide one, it wouldn't. But if it's narrow, they might overlap it. Or if they thought there'd be danger if it was water running in, it'd overlap it.
Oh, okay. If you were doing some carpenter work, and nailing a board in, you'd say, I took a hammer and I did what to the nail? I did what to it? Put it in the wall. I
drove it out.
Okay, that's fine. And if the nail didn't go in far enough, you'd say, well, it's got to be in further. It's got to be what in further? It's got to be
longer nail.
Using the word drive,
you want to put it deeper.
You'd say, I've got to drive that in further. The nail has got to be